as long as you kept that gate open, the water passed through there and against this big wheel and kept it turning. The moment you're done a grinding, why, you pushed the lever and down went the gate. That well, then the water didn't come in there no more.
Water never got in the corn.
No. Well, it went 10 feet above.
So how about the corn that was dropping down out?
It goes into a box here.
The water never got down.
No,
there.
No, the water's 7 or 10 feet below you. Down to the water wheel.
Yeah.
That big shaft goes down through there. About 6 inches in diameter, a big steel shaft. You see, goes down to this big water wheel. And the water wheel's on the bottom of that shaft. And up here where you're at, why, then these burrs, this burr is tied to it up there.
I got the picture, yeah.
Now, one of them is not tied to that shaft. Not coupled to it at all. It stays there. It never moves. While the other one is this big shaft down here turns down there. It's got to turn this stone up here.
Yeah.
See? Long, big steel shaft, this big. Water wheel on the bottom of it, and your stone burrs up here, upstairs. Just explained all that while ago on our farm, what we raised.
Butchered
our own meat always. Still do.
How'd you do that?
Well, fatten a hog, get him ready for pork, go out and put a big kittle up, about a 40-gallon kittle, big steel kittle. I've got two of them here now. They're 20 apiece, 20-gallon each. Fill them full of water, heat that water, scald it. Transfer it over into your scalding barrel. Scalding barrel be setting slanting. And bring your hog up there. You shoot him with a rifle, knock him head with the axe, or any way to get him dead. Cut his throat,